All right, this is really, really cool. The Brewers celebrating Hank Aaron's legacy with a really cool mural celebration that took place today on the 50th anniversary of Aaron's historic 755th and final career home run. We are joined by Cecilia Gore, Executive Director of the Brewers Community Foundation. Cecilia, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So if you text the word watch as we're talking to Cecilia, you can see the mural. Text the word watch to 855-616-1620. You get to see the mural and see some of the ceremony from today. It was really, really special. Cecilia, tell us about Hank Aaron and why his legacy is so important to Milwaukee.
Well, as you know, he was considered one of the greatest players of all time in Major League Baseball, and we were fortunate to have him in Milwaukee. Countless people know about him and his legacy, and to witness the 755th home run 50 years ago was just short of remarkable. So we're thrilled that we're able to continue to extend his legacy and tell his story for generations to come.
Cecilia, Bud Selig was there, and Hank Aaron's widow, Billy, my goodness, her speech. What was it like to see Hank Aaron's widow and Bud Selig together?
I just teared up, to be quite honest. I know the regard that he had for both Billy and Henry Aaron. And so to see them together, reminding each other of old times and telling a few stories was just very touching and moving. And then when I listened to his remarks, you could just feel the sincerity and his genuine regard for all that the two of them are.
And to see Bud Selig there, I mean, to see Billy there, to see Bud Selig there. Cecilia, talk a little bit about the legacy that the Brewers have really created.
Well, I think we're just continuing what we did when he was alive. We were able to bring him to Milwaukee minimally once a year. And, you know, beyond just playing baseball, he had a strong commitment to the community. So we started a fund here called Chasing the Dream, and they have one in Atlanta. And when he came to Milwaukee, we would always do a fundraising dinner and add money to that fund so that we can provide scholarships and other types of support in the community. So we're just continuing to extend that. Tonight we will be providing a check to an organization so that they can start what they're calling a 755 Dreams Scholarship Fund at the Greater Milwaukee Foundation. So this is really where his heart was and what he wanted to do in the community. And I'm just proud of the opportunity to continue that here.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And the mural is located right outside the Senior Center on MLK Drive on the 3000 block. Can you describe, how was this mural made? It's so beautiful.
It is beautiful. There's an artist, her name is Rosie Petrie, and she had done a series of Negro League renderings. And the one that we have done as the mural, I actually have it in my office, and it's a quilted piece. So this is put together with material and quilts. And I have had this for quite some time. And I feel like it was Henry Aaron that was saying, you need to get me out of my office and let everyone see this thing. And so when this celebration came up, I just thought, wow, this would be an amazing mural. And as you know, the Brewers have put some pretty iconic murals throughout the city. And now this just adds to that collection.
So the Brewers Community Foundation does so much good work. Is it easier when the Brewers are playing so well, or is it more fun when the Brewers are playing so well, Cecilia?
I think it's always easy to support the community, and we have such generous fans that whether the team is playing well or not, they want to do good, and they partner with us to do that. But I will say that when the team is doing great, then we have a sellout and we have more people buying our 50-50 raffle tickets. And eyes on our work. So, yeah, we'll take it any day.
Cecilia Gore is the executive director of the Brewers Community Foundation. I love this, the presentation tonight. And if you're going to the game, you can visit Brewers Community Foundation's Hank Aaron tables near the gate entrances, purchase a collectible pin, Hank Aaron tribute pin, and the proceeds go to Chasing the Dream Fund, Greater Milwaukee Foundation. Cecilia, thank you so much for what you do for our community, and thanks for spending a little bit of time with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you.